This is Zach Hertz, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello. Ooh, all right, and we back. Welcome back to Miami Blizzard.
I don't think your mic is on.
Oh,
no.
I can hear Ben.
I can hear me too.
Okay, kidding.
You could increase the volume of my mic, so the input in higher up. Make mine higher up relative to the other ones.
How about this weather we've been having?
See, this is why we prepare stuff.
No, I can't hear you in my headphones, but it's okay, because I trust them.
You can hear me in real life. All right, so very special episode.
We have a special guest star today, none other than Addison Ball.
Hi, you guys. What's up?
All right, give us your elevator pitch. Why should we have you on the show?
Oh my
why
gosh.
Should we not just kick you out of the studio?
Tell us your strengths, your favorite ice cream flavor, some icebreakers for the audience.
Yeah. What's up, you guys? I'm Addie. I'm originally from Mill Valley, California.
Yeehaw.
And I'm here to say, along with Zach, that California is the best state in the country. So
that's a hot take.
It's really not, and that's really all you need to know about me. That's why I should
California
be on the show.
Is pretty much the defining characteristic.
No, yeah, exactly. I like green Crocs.
Green Crocs.
And I like Birkenstocks that aren't real, so you'll
I like
never
those
catch
too.
Me in a real Birkenstock in my entire life.
So that was a good, it was convincing.
Hey.
But I would say, I don't know, I don't feel like I really know you yet.
Oh.
I know your feet,
maybe.
I know where you're from, but I want to know more about you.
Okay.
So what is it? What got you up this morning?
What got me up this morning?
And I don't want to hear
an
like,
alarm?
No, I don't want to hear that. I want the obvious answers. I want something
to be really
personal.
Honest.
Give us what's your biggest fear?
Whoa.
That was a big jump.
All right. My biggest fear, honestly, since growing up, is getting caught in a burning building. That's my biggest fear. I would much rather
What would that look like? Would that look like
like
in The Incredibles when Frozone and Mr. Incredible come in and they
like the first scene?
Yeah, like the first scene.
No, my dad got me this long ass fucking oh my gosh, this is my first time on the show.
Long grass duck.
Say it backwards. Just say it backwards.
Yeah.
And then it cancels out.
Nope, I won't.
Well, it's not going to cancel out if you don't do that.
It's PEMDAS.
What's PEMDAS?
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. The order of operations.
Oh, yeah.
How all of math
casual.
Oh my God. So your dad got you
got me a ladder that we were supposed to put out the side of our house if we ever got stuck in a burning building, and ever since I was a kid it just freaked me out that I would just be holding on for dear life really scared outside of our house.
I'm so glad that I come from a state where I'm not in perpetual fear of
drought,
burned alive.
Yeah, we don't have water in California.
Yeah,
no. We just
drink water.
For those of you who can't see Addie and Zach, because they're both from California, they both just look like large mummies, like just like raisin people.
Hey, Zach. Because Zach, you take the 101 here.
Wish I could mute your microphone.
If I was there, I would. I've learned
sorry
from the best.
Sorry about it.
One like, and I mute her.
All right, so... Yeah, so it's a very special show because we have both Addie and as well as our two DJs in training, or DJits as we decided. They're very close to being fully trained, and I'm going to let them loose on the airwaves. And we can only hope that someday the first transmission that aliens hear from our society is Chris and Zach floundering all over the DJ board, because it's very complicated. It's a hard time, yeah. Whether they leave their mic on during a song, or they have just like 16 consecutive minutes of dead air, you know, just like something like that. We hope.
Or they're realizing last minute that two of their four songs are explicit, and so they need to pick new ones.
Yeah, until after a certain hour, that was probably outlined in the DJ handbook. But you're better off just not playing it. Well, anyway, do you wanna play a song?
So yeah, I'm gonna bring us into some songs. This one, pay attention, listeners, because there's actually a unifying theme to all of the songs that I've picked for you today.
Of course there is.
Yeah, of course there is, because I like things like that. And this
one... Are you going to give us a clue about the theme so we can start listening, or are we just
not really, just like...
Ooh, I have a conversation
It's
topic.
Just like a link between the artists more than between the songs themselves.
Okay.
So that's my clue for you today.
All right, I'm looking at the...
This first one is by Japanese Breakfast. Who wrote actually a very interesting...
What do the Japanese eat for breakfast?
It's not sushi. I know my first idea was that it was sushi. For a fact, it probably isn't.
Like, do they... No. Like, on a hibachi? Like, do they scramble eggs?
In Cambodia, they eat, like, rice and, like... meat, like what they would normally eat from
in Cuba.
Lunch.
You eat rice for breakfast. It's really
rice
not
and beans,
it's
right?
really yeah it's really stigmatized in like America, but for me the norm growing up was to eat rice, beans, and eggs. Like, really not a big
breakfast,
deal,
lunch,
a little
dinner.
Bit of hot sauce. Yeah,
yeah. Anyway,
lunch and dinner.
The point is, Japanese. Check out her article in the New Yorker about H Mart. It's very, very
Who?
Compelling.
Whose article?
Japanese Breakfasts. And with that, we have a song.
Oh, that's
a
name.
She rocks.
Wait.
You give her a
this be put down.
Ahoy and welcome back to our maritime show. Our
Yarg. Port, starboard.
Exactly. No. Like, I did not.
Funny thing about Japanese breakfast is that I had a roommate who totally made fun of me for that name. She was like, oh, what's a Japanese breakfast? And now she is a giant Japanese breakfast fan. So who has the last laugh there? Definitely.
I actually really like
definitely,
that.
Definitely, yeah. How would you describe that song? Ethereal.
Summertime vibes. I just said
like,
that.
Like, subtly psychedelic.
Atmosphere. I cannot pronounce that word. I want to talk about
atmospheric?
That. I can't say it.
Atmospheric.
Atmospheric.
Oh, atmospheric.
Atmospheric.
I think I pronounce it wrong,
and I try to shortcut it by saying atmospheric and hoping nobody notices. I think that's what I do.
Do you just not pronounce the M?
Atmospheric. I think
atmospheric. Can you say
like,
atmosphere?
No.
You just can't say it at all.
It's the beginning part.
Okay,
it's
what about...
It's
Can you do it slowly?
No, I don't want to.
Can you say stratosphere?
Is this us teaching Ben how to say words?
My mouth doesn't
do it. Is atmos the problem? Atmos.
Atmospheric. It sounds...
Oh, when there you go.
No, you got it, dog.
It's not a complicated thing to do. It just sounds wrong when I have, like, public, like, speaking fears when I say that word in public out loud only.
Aww.
Okay, but what about how do you spell Wednesday? Always Wednesday. Wednesday, right.
Wednesday.
So it's like, that's just a thing. I feel like words are words. Words are words.
You got it, Addy.
Thanks.
Big of true.
Thank words you. Are words. Thanks, guys.
Okay,
yes.
Chris, so you want to talk about something?
Oh, yeah. So over the weekend, I was in D.C.
Wow.
And my friend had a party at her house, and I was like helping her run it. And there were some degenerates. There were some degenerates who were staying a little bit later than we wanted them to.
It was 10:05.
It was
it was 35 minutes past Christmas.
Hey, that's my bedtime.
I actually was
no shame.
I actually was really longing to go upstairs and just watch TV, but I was like a co-host, so I had to like run the thing.
You were a co-host at someone else's house.
Yeah.
Man, I
was there. I was like their guest.
It wasn't
weekend.
Just a party. It was also in a home.
Awesome.
Anyways, so these people were like literally eating my friend's lemons. Like they were going in the fridge,
hold
took
on,
out.
I think I've heard this video before.
Yeah, hold on. I want to take a big step back here. What kind of party were you having?
We're having a
how many people and how many lemons?
There were just lemons in the fridge.
Lemon per person. There, goodie bag.
No, I did
you
not
gave
permit
out lemon goodie bags.
I did not permit. No. Here's the thing. It was lemon theft, and they were
so
eating
lemon
the peel
stealing.
Too.
I've definitely seen
I've
this
definitely
video.
I remember that video.
Yeah.
Lemon stealing people.
I literally have no idea.
I don't know how.
Hey,
you don't.
DC's crazy, man. DC's you don't know crazy. What's going on. Something's in the water.
And they're like,
you thought they drained the swamp, but all the lemon thieves still remain.
Yeah, you citrus to drain.
And they're eating pickles. They ate my apple that I was gonna eat the next day. That got me livid. Anyways,
I can imagine you so angry about.
I was so I was belligerent.
Fuming.
Anyways, so here is my question. Do you guys believe in the power of subliminal messaging?
Wait, what?
Sorry, what?
Because I, what? So what I did
God.
Is I told them, you guys need to leave, and then they didn't. And then I told them again, and they were like, okay, but one of their friends was asleep on the floor, and he was refusing to move, and I was really fed up with it. And I started playing Closing Time.
That's passive aggressive.
That's actually regular aggressive. It's so passive that became regular aggressive.
The gym did that to me the one time I was there at Closing Time.
Semisonic, that's the band.
Semisonic, yeah.
That's really
Closing Time. Like, so,
we know the song.
So I'm playing. So I played it, and they actually, like, they were like, oh, someone's playing Closing Time. But then they actually got up and left, like, right when I started playing it. So did that have an effect on them?
So that would have worked. What time was it?
It was like 1:30.
7:45.
It was 7:45 p.m. It would have worked with both Semisonic's Closing Time or Mr. Brightside, because they would have shot
Mr. Brightside.
I
would
have shot up like a bottle rocket, used all their energy, and then been done.
What about Sweet Caroline?
As someone who played Mr. Brightside right before Closing Time, Mr. Brightside did not work at all.
Why'd you go through such a musical roller coaster with these people?
He was using your playlist.
Playing with their emotions. Did you?
No, of course not. I played my own music, which is vastly genetically superior.
All right.
So speaking of music.
Nice.
This next one is by Toro y Moi.
Ooh, and that's a fancy name.
Wait,
I don't know any artists.
The other one was by Japanese Breakfast.
Okay, wait.
So these are your two artists.
Give me the clues. Give me the clues one more time.
What?
The only clue is that there's some unifying link between these artists.
It's the New York Times.
Say the artist again.
The artist is Toro y Moi.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it, but to be fair, I've never heard it said out loud.
How do you spell it?
Moi?
T-O-R-O space Y space M-O-I.
Yeah.
And the only fun fact I have.
It's E.
It's the
bull
and
I?
The bull and I?
So it's just like, is this like an international theme?
No. The only...
It's a Japanese fun breakfast fact bowl. I have That's what about Zach him. Had for breakfast.
Oh!
No.
Okay.
The only fun fact I have about him is that he randomly showed up at a brewery in my hometown, and I wasn't there.
Breweries are cool.
They are
a lot
cool.
Of
that was
in
barely
Davis.
A fun fact.
I said the
everything
only
about
fun fact.
Fun
fact.
Ben.
At most, that was a fact. And even then, it's mostly hearsay.
So, yeah. Anyway, without further ado...
Adieu.
Keeping on the French theme.
Ooh.
We have so many details.
So is that the theme?
This is the fanciest.
Did
you
just give away the theme?
Zach, are you kidding? You're two songs out of four in and you already gave away the theme. I can't believe you.
And we're back. Oh, now I can hear myself.
And we are back.
Hello. Okay, welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Oh, yeah.
So, Zach wanted to talk to us a little bit about something I remember. He was talking about a little bit over the break. And he's going to say it right now because I don't want to take his thunder.
Well, now I'm wondering if I'm thinking of something else. But a talking point that I have for you today is welcome to Intro to Ethics.
Oh.
And today we have...
Oh, if you do the trolley problem right now, I swear. Is it the trolley problem? Oh, no, it was.
I don't know what it is. Tell me.
I don't know ethics. So
the trolley problem
is
a thought problem that was devised by British philosopher Philippa Foot in
the
1970s. Philippa Foot.
Flip a foot.
Hey, I wouldn't make fun of her because very important for ethics.
That's probably
some bad points
vital.
Or something.
It's unethical for you to make fun of her name.
Flip a foot is my queen, so I would never.
Yeah,
but
okay.
That's okay.
Just checking.
No,
Maddie,
thank you. Hey,
some comments of yours might have suggested.
Oh, you're right. Thanks for keeping me in check.
I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. Continue.
And so in this scenario, you are
scenario.
Ooh, I can't say words.
He's British.
You gotta say scenario. Definitely prefer that.
If you want to say scenario, it's
a good mate.
Yeah, chip. Right.
Both better British accents than I can do, so we'll leave it at that.
Scenario.
Anyway, you see...
That's a pretty good scenario. I'll shut up.
You're standing at a switch near some tracks, and you see a trolley headed towards five people. Headed towards one person who is tied to the tracks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I did not do enough preparation for this.
No. Wait.
I'm confused.
The trolley is headed towards five people on the tracks.
So you're in a splitter, and there's this train track that splits into two different train tracks, and there are five people walking on one train track.
Yes.
And there's like one person, or like a baby, or like a criminal.
There are lots of variants.
We'll say there's a person on the other track.
Yes.
And right now, it's heading towards
the five
people, and you have the power to switch it so it will hit just the one person.
That's true.
And it's about the ethics of that situation.
That's correct. Basically, is it ethically permissible to kill the one person to save the five? Around this.
If the five people are walking, can't they just like jump out of the way?
They are tied
up. They're just like tied up on the track.
They're tied up.
There's
a slope, and they can't like get out in time. They don't see it. You know, there's no way
for five versus one.
These five or this one person.
Right? No. So basically, if you do nothing, five people die. You've had no role in the situation. Or you can switch the lever.
I don't know if that's true.
No. Okay.
If you choose to do
the conversation, or you could switch the lever. And you are like actively taking a role in the death of an individual,
which is one of the arguments. But there's
like,
also an argument
to
be made that you aren't. So then it comes down to: are you killing that one person because you made the decision, or
I think
that's the right call. So you gotta like, you get rid of one person, but you save five.
Mm-hmm.
If you do nothing and let five people die instead of one, I think that's more blood on your hands than anything. That sometimes doing nothing is like the worst thing you could do.
The counter scenario. You know, we're leaning into
counterpoint.
This
counterpoint scenario
given to people who take that view is then the surgeon, and you are a surgeon, and you have five people who are all desperately in need of organs. Different organs. One needs lungs, one needs a kidney, one needs a liver, one needs a heart, so on. And you are the best surgeon. All of your transplants take without fail. So you know that if you do a surgery, it will work. And one person comes into your clinic who has these really perfect organs just sitting there.
Beautiful, beautiful specimen.
These five people will die without their organs.
You've played Operation, you're good at this. You know how to just tweeze them out, put them in.
No, I would save that person, that scenario. I don't think... Scenario. My bad.
So then five people
it's
die.
Spreading. So
I think those are very different situations.
I think they are.
I agree with you. But
the train is like a very immediate thing. There's still a chance that those five sick people could find other organs. And to kill one healthy person, I think is like... That is... If you're actively killing someone... Like, it's different, you know?
I think that it's not even about immediacy. Like, at this point, it's about whether or not a bystander can be active. And I think, like, in the situation, like, just by being there and being like a part of, you know, the whatever 15 square radius, like you have to make a split second decision in that point. And like being complicit is never okay. And I think that we see that in society.
Okay, I have a follow-up question. This one's maybe a slight, I mean, it's definitely related to the trolley problem, but this one is about, so self-driving cars are a new thing.
I love this
in
topic.
Theory, people want to talk about this. There's like debate about whether or not this is even applicable, but let's say that you had to program the car to make the same decision in a trolley problem. what is the right answer? Should the car follow what we as a society think? How should the car decide who to hit?
Have you seen the movie I, Robot?
I have.
You remember why Will Smith hates robots in that movie? It's because he gets into a car accident with his daughter, and they're like drowning in a river, and the robot thinks that Will Smith is like logically like more likely to survive and more useful to society, so he saves Will Smith instead of Will Smith's daughter. So Will Smith hates robots. But by the end of the movie, he has a buddy cop like relationship with the robot, and they stop like the bad guys.
True.
And thank you. Thank you.
Very cool.
It's very cool.
It was very cool.
And then the other third component of the self-driving car problem is, does it kill the driver?
Yes. Or that was not an answer. That was just an acknowledgement.
Yeah. Should it kill the five people, the one person, or the driver?
Well,
and should it use, what should it
if
use?
If you're
to
a member of Gen Z, you might say yes to the driver thing.
I mean, there's also the argument is, like, who's at fault if, like, a self-driving car gets into an accident? Is it the engineer that, you know, made this self-driving vehicle that was supposed to be safe on the road? Is it the engineer's fault that had, like, an issue? Or is it, you know, the company that said it was okay to make these cars? Or is it society that allowed these cars on the road?
Is it the person behind the wheel who, in theory, should be, like, paying attention, but the manufacturer hasn't told enough information about how the car works to, like, adequately prepare them?
Yeah.
Or is it Henry Ford for inventing the car in the first
place? It's always... Henry Ford has a lot of blood on his hands.
It's true. Like, that is actually
You know
true.
Henry Ford and Thomas Edison shared an estate in Florida? They literally were neighbors.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Thank you.
Henry Ford.
Thank you.
I thought Chris was going to be more excited. I mentioned
I was
Florida.
Be more
Henry Ford actually built. You guys hear he created an entire city in the Amazon called. Oh. It was literally called Fordlandia. To help harvest rubber and like oil and stuff, and it was apparently a complete disaster. Imagine getting a bunch of like Michigan like factory workers and dumping them in the middle of the Amazon.
Why would they not be
our listeners
for that?
In Michigan.
You mean
total
drama
island?
Oh my god.
He was also apparently a really big anti-Semite, which
you said
is
that the wrong way though. You gotta say total drama island.
We should put a theme song in a little bit.
That would
As long as I'm on the controls, most likely not.
Well, what will you play?
What will I play? I'm going to play a song called Groceries by Chance the Rapper. All and right. Groceries is in all caps, except the O is lowercase. So,
that's meme culture.
That's quirky.
Make with that what you will.
You have to read like the SpongeBob voice.
Groceries. All right,
Yeah, we're ready for the... Yeah.
We're going to play some Groceries right now. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And when we get back, maybe a PSA or two.
Ooh, maybe. Ooh,
what voice will I do today? Stay tuned.
I'm like, oh my god, shawty tender like a strip. I'm like, oh my god, shawty came in with the drip. I'm like, her and a friend came for the show. Her and a friend came for the show. I'm like, can you do it simple? Just like lemonade. Can you do it simple? Just like lemonade. Can you do it simple? Just like lemonade. Can you do it simple? Just like lemonade.
Used to carry all the groceries in that one trip.
Hercules.
Simply made it make, gone in one sip.
Trip, trip, trip.
Too much dip on my chip. Stiff arm, a jig to get my lip on. Used to carry all the groceries in that one trip.
Hercules.
Simply made it make, gone in one sip. Too much dip on my chip. Stiff arm, a jig to get my lip on. Traffic, traffic, looking for my chapstick. Big star Patrick, haircut look like Brad Pitt. Five star hotel, doorman look like Brad Pitt.
feel like Jasmine. Make her feel like, make her feel like jazz. Make me feel like I choose you like I'm Ash. Take me to the box, banda cool, let me crash. Ooh, make me sleep, make me dream, make me snore. Then wake me up, baby, I'ma need support. Thank you, Lord. Remember eating dinner, kitchen drawers full of sporks. I was always wanna try to go over my aunts. Sugar in the refrigerator right next to the ants. I would make the Kool-Aid, then gon' make a cooler dance. Since I was a shorty nigga, always wore the pants.
I'm like, oh my god, shawty tender like a strip. I'm like, oh my god, shawty came in with the drip. I'm like, her and a friend came for the show. Her and a friend came for the show. I'm like, can you do it simple? Just like lemonade. 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 Put some water on the grass to make it grow. I like a skin all black like a crow. I'm like, get it. Please, baby, get it. I'm like dippy, nacho chippy. She like the club, but she don't dance though. I text a kitty and she text me back hello.
I'm like simple lemonade. I'ma play my cards right, I ain't talking space. They should be afraid. Money growing on the trees, it's gon' cause a shade. Please, can you hold on? Please, could you hold on? Ay, cause me and Chance ain't gon' take long. Cause me and Chance ain't gon' take long.
Used to carry all the groceries in one trip.
Hercules.
Simply made it make, gone in one sip. Too much dip on my chip. Stiff on my jig to get my lip balm. Used to carry all the groceries in one trip. Simply made it make, gone in one sip. Too much dip on my chip. Stiff on my jig to get my lip balm.
Hello, mate.
Hello and welcome back. Yeah, so our friend Addie has been freeloading for about a full show now. And I think she's ready to finally bring something to the table here.
All right. So what I've been thinking about a lot recently is the fact that two people in this room, apparently, which I just found out during the break, are face blind. Can one of you guys tell me what face blind is?
I can talk about this.
All right.
So I don't think I'm like actually face blind, but I definitely like, I think I see bone structure rather than like the way people actually look.
It's an interesting.
I think that's what it is. So I like the number of times where I just see like a person and I think that they like look like somebody, and I show like a picture to that person. I'm like, you look like this person. Or I show it to like other people. They're like, those two people look zero things alike. They have nothing in common. Is every time.
But they look alike to you.
To me, a lot alike.
Okay.
Like, and I don't know if I'm like seeing like the bone structure.
So that's just like face. Fancy. That's like face ambivalent.
Yeah, it's like face ambivalent.
Okay, but Zach's like actually face blind.
Maybe I don't see the way that
it's like face chaotic neutral.
I think you are.
Or I see like the way people's like mannerisms are, or like the way they talk. Like I explicate the way they talk, and I'm like,
oh, that's fair.
Oh, they're so similar.
Big word, and explicate.
No, yeah, my pretentious English teacher said that in high school, and I was
minutia.
Like,
it's a word I...
Doorbell.
Minutia?
No, our minutia.
The Soviet anthem starts playing.
Oh my god.
Have you guys seen those memes where it's like...
Yes.
It's like minute, and it's like arnet, and then it's like the Soviet anthem starts playing. La la la, la la la.
This,
you know what? I'm
going to
play right now.
A communism joke, we're going to do a...
Wait.
Run away.
Wait.
You can like fade into it and then fade out too.
All I'm saying is Zach can make money. You can make money off your face blindness.
How would that possibly...
Have you guys not seen the ads on the TV?
Wait, let me tell you exactly how that would work. Let me tell you exactly how that would work.
No!
Hey, do I look like somebody else you know? Nope.
No.
All right, that'll be $30.
No, I'm telling you, on the T, they have ads
Chris,
for, like,
I think it's time to take over the show. No, oh, are you doing it? I don't know.
Oh, no. I'm going to do the ad in a minute, but I want someone to say something that involves the word
exactly.
My.
That's what
someone say something.
We need a revolution.
People who have bad vision might have myopia.
More like R-opia.
Wait, oh no, it's
Chris,
not
you
ready.
Totally missed it.
Oh no, so Ben,
I would just
ben,
like to say that Chromebook I try bringing this
confusing.
Up. I bring up one topic and then
why
everybody interrupts me.
Why didn't you go to YouTube?
It's
so if you
I'm
want to discuss
woman.
It in the sidebar, I don't think I'm actually Facebook.
All right, okay, I'm
going
to go to YouTube.
I just see people
hit
that
me
I
up
seen in a while.
I'll tell you when to go because this is going to be good. This is gonna be
and
quality.
I go, who are you? I don't say that obviously,
right.
But in my head I'm freaking out because
right.
I don't know who this person is and they clearly know me.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I still think it's face blind.
Should I do the bass boosted version?
No.
The ads on
yes.
the TV are literally like, are
no.
you face blind? It like, participate in this study. And then it's like pictures of like Obama with just like a random person's face
right.
on it.
Wait, hold
yeah,
on.
No,
hold
it's
ready.
Not
hold,
that bad.
Hold on. What is your favorite? What's your favorite material? My favorite material is Mylar.
Mylar.
More like Arlar.
Please turn that off.
This was not worth the conversation or the
Can
preparation.
I leave? Where's the door?
Yeah.
I gotta go.
I might take my laptop
go.
And go.
It's like,
all
oh
right.
my god, that was
all right,
so
Mbabu,
funny.
Mbabu Weekly listeners,
that was
that will go
so
down in
funny.
History as our worst joke.
No,
more like
that
my
was,
worst joke.
More like our worst
American
joke.
let me give you a breakdown of the scene
like,
right
if
now.
The
Zach and Chris are like out of commission.
The camera
like,
that's
why?
Filming us, we need like a translucent filter of Joseph Stalin covering us.
Oh my god.
It's like slowly zooming in. Does Vidanya. All right.
And my head exploded.
And Addy and I just sat there like,
it's time
what?
To go to the gulag. Does Vidanya.
All right. I think it might be at that part of the show. Where
PSA time?
Where people are going to learn some things. And
yeah.
All right. I'll,
they can't do anything.
I know.
Learn
we gotta
things,
put on,
get
got,
money.
Pull up the ukulele.
All right, I got it.
There's a bit for our new viewers at Addy Ball.
Yeah.
Our,
I don't listen to the show.
Our
yeah. Sorry, you guys.
Our worst viewers.
Yeah. All
right. What kind of accent are we doing today? Should I do my I love Miami Beaches voice?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Miami Beaches.
All right. So for context. I am Cuban, and there's a lot of people in Miami. Like, literally, my family members and me when I'm angry, like, yeah. I just, like, forgot how to speak English, and I try to speak English, but I do it through a very, like, Cuban accent. So, I'm going to speak in that voice right now, bro.
Okay.
No
I didn't
filming
find the one
of
I
this.
Want.
I feel like you're up to something. No
I didn't find the one I wanted, but this is fine.
That's copyrighted material.
You're right.
It's fully valid.
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is super easy, bro.
Keep going!
Requires no special equipment and is good exercise for most adults. In, like, urban areas, walking can be, like, an excellent alternative. I can't do this much.
You sound like you're 7 years old.
You've already started.
Walking can be, like, a super excellent alternative to driving or even taking, like, public transportation. All right, I can't do this anymore.
I can't understand you when you talk. Can you... What?
Huh?
Huh?
Walking...
Sorry, who? Oh, hey, Chris.
Caminando por la calle, like, can get you super fresh air, exercise, burn las calorias, and save you money. El dinero, tú sabes, me necesito el dinero.
Bilingual now.
Wow.
I can't do this. I'm
not done.
Keep going.
With all the inattentive and otherwise supposedly impaired drivers on the road, irregardlessly, it's safer than riding a bike.
Woo.
Una bicicleta, you know?
Keeping us safe.
Super duper.
What are you talking about? Will you? Hold on. Thank
also,
you. Thank
not
you
for, the best I, ukulele music.
I hope you guys learned something.
Yeah.
I wonder who's Chris, applauding for me.
Chris, will
yeah.
you tell us
it's not
about,
me.
Will you tell us a little bit about your experience at the IHOP?
Oh my god. Okay, so at IHOP, they have this special pancake. It's like a fruit-flavored pancake.
Hold on, no one's allowed to talk because I want to come into the file later and download a high-resolution recording of Chris saying this.
So the pancakes are called Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity. But being a bilingual IHOP, because we're in Miami, it was also in Spanish. So it was panqueques rutituti fresh and fruity. And like, I've never laughed that hard in my life when I read that out loud.
Oh my god.
Did you order it?
I wish I got some pancakes. Rotitoti.
It had nuts in it. He couldn't get it.
It had lots of berries because it was fresh and fruity. And also, it was also Rudy Tootie.
Could you speak about the fruitiness of these things?
They were rooty, they were tooty, they were fresh, and they were fruity.
They were tooty. Ooh.
Good to know.
Yeah, they were very tooty.
They're the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you rooty toot.
I also like to point out that Chris is Cuban, but he doesn't like Cubanos, and I think it's weird.
I don't like blending. Oh, Cuban sandwiches.
I thought you were talking about like the cigar.
No.
That literally is illegal.
Yeah. It's literally
super illegal, bro.
Wait.
My mommy got them one from Havana and she went to prison.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What are you
doing? Guys, you really let an unhinged. I was in my cubicle for 8 hours straight writing thank you notes today, so I'm a little bit delirious right now.
Did you write them by hand?
Yes.
I would have written some letters backwards. I would have made it look like they hired five.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much. Also, can you free me?
Oh my gosh. No, just start cutting it out of magazines and a serial killer.
Yeah, it's like, thank you for your $500 donation. If you don't donate another $25.
All different fonts.
Uh-oh.
That was really loud.
Yeah. You can hear that on the show.
Keep us safe out there.
All right, you know what?
It's the 5-0.
I have certainly been talking for far too long. I think it's time to listen to some music. All right.
Eggy.
Thank goodness.
Thank you.
Excuse me. All right, I'm muting her next round.
Yeah, that's fair.
Sitting in an English garden, waiting for the sun. It's a Sit you down, Father. Rest you.
Mebavu.
You started speaking too early.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Welcome back to the first half. Meba. I think that's the part you missed, right? You heard Avu.
Wait, Addy, pop quiz. What does Mebavu stand for? No one help her.
Mebavu?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is such a rookie mistake.
Oh my god, you came on the show and you didn't even do your homework.
You don't even know what Mbaba is.
I was literally given no material.
I bet you didn't even read
the Outrage Industry. I was literally given no material.
I bet you didn't read the Outrage Industry.
Wait, did you read the Outrage?
I read it.
No, you certainly did.
I found out about what the Outrage...
That's a loser thing
out,
to do.
I found out, first of all...
Whatever, I'm a nerd.
I found out about what
about
that was
it.
While on campus for pre-orientation.
Yeah, I was made fun of because I had that book in my desk on campus, and everyone was like, you actually read the book that you were supposed to read.
Did you annotate the book?
No, I didn't.
I don't believe
I might have highlighted it.
Highlighting is like the lazy version of...
Exactly.
If you're
going
to do all the effort to highlight it, you might as well have
but
just annotated
she already,
it.
She did. That's kind of sad. But anyways...
Wait, was there anything good in there?
Yeah, it's really interesting. And like...
There's a whole class around that book.
Well, the woman that wrote it is a professor, and she's dope. Yes.
Sarah Sobrai.
Well,
she's
awesome.
The book they had to read for last year, Killers of the Flower Moon, is supposed to be like a really... I would have read that one, because that one's just supposed to be like a really entertaining book.
Well, they both are.
I would have taken it.
Good quality. Anyway...
So, anyways...
Wait, Zach, you need to explain your theme.
My theme? Okay, I will tell you the last artist that I did have planned for today, just in case that somehow helps you.
We can
you.
Still play it.
Yeah, just play
we
it.
Could, well, it's, I don't think we have time.
It's, well, say,
we,
say,
it could be our closing out song
say
or something.
We can get to it if we don't. Just in case. I don't want to... Oh, my God. Do not do that.
You are definitely not supposed to do that. That's very bad
do
for the mic.
Do not do that to the microphone.
See, huh? I'm not even the worst one here.
No one ever thought that you were worse than Chris.
I love being insolent. I'm a rebel. It's like kind of my thing.
Without any cause. You're just a rebel for the sake of annoying me, but you don't even watch the stage.
Zach, what are you playing?
The song that we're going to close out with, I guess, is LSD by Jen Aiko.
Oh, Jen Aiko.
And I'm legally obligated to inform you that that song is an acronym for Lucy in the Sky and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds and nothing else.
Yeah, and that's yep.
Jen Aiko.
And that's the last thing that stands for something else in that chain. Don't read into that one further.
Hey guys, guess where Jen Aiko is from?
Who now?
If you say somewhere in California, I'm muting.
She's from Oakland.
No, we love Oakland in this.
We truly do not.
She's super awesome.
We truly do not.
She's great.
But anyway, so yeah, those are your four artists.
Okay.
So what's call the common in thread? And you'll win. Chris will do you a favor.
The artists are without going into dialogue.
It's a
Japanese breakfast.
If it lasts under 15 minutes and has to involve.
Okay.
Let's please stop this conversation right now.
I don't like it.
Ben, you really, your dog.
I actually would love to do that.
If you call
for less than 15 minutes.
Yeah, it's a short walk. You have to be there. Or not. I don't care.
I'm WAG certified. I just didn't join because I had to pay $25 to start doing the WAG walks. So I refused.
He's qualified.
There you go.
I literally said,
ladies, he's qualified.
You are a reference, right?
Wait, am I a did you put me down as a reference?
I did.
No one called me. I would have tarnished reputation.
Put being WAG certified on your resume.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
Mm-hmm. CPR certified, WAG certified.
Wilderness First Aid certified.
Wilderness First Aid. Did anybody know that Chris is in too?
Fluent in Microsoft Office. Someone endorsed me in it today. Yeah. It was kind of a big deal.
I'm going to be honest. When I wrote Fluent in Microsoft Office, I only meant PowerPoint and Word. I did not mean Excel, which was the only thing
I used to say. I used to say I was fluent in Microsoft Office, but then now I actually am because now I know Excel.
Yeah, but are you fluent in Outlook? Because no one's fluent in
Outlook.
Wait. Oh my God, guys.
The new Outlook is easier.
Outlook from my work to my phone killed every contact I've added to my phone since I bought it, which was in 2018. So today I spent 20 minutes re-adding every contact back into my phone, which meant both of you were wiped out. Actually,
love it.
We hate Outlook. Outlook's so garbage. I just want to talk about that.
Let's Microsoft, get a sponsorship.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Microsoft? It'd be so easy to just remove all the stupid buttons.
This episode brought to you by Google Calendar.
I would take a bullet for Google Calendar.
Hey, can you share your GCal with me?
I would take a bullet for Google Calendar, Splitwise, Google Maps before it made me late to work today, and and a few others. But those are my top three, I would say.
You told me you got to the office at 8:40.
Yeah, but I want to get there at 8:30.
So you didn't even get there late.
I wasn't late.
Google Maps never fails.
He was late for himself, though, and that's what matters.
Yeah, I was late, and it made me upset. And
but what do you even do in those 20 minutes before you start working?
I mess around, get paid for standing there.
Nice.
But you get paid
preparing everything for the day.
But you get paid from 8:40 to 9?
8:45 to 9.
Ew. So you have five minutes of dead
Google
time.
Google Maps.
It's a waste.
Google Maps literally, I have a theory. It leads me astray. If it knows that there's going to be a lot of cars and it wants to lower the traffic on the main correct road, it will take you like stupid other way because it can sacrifice you for the greater good. But I don't want to be sacrificed for the greater good. I want the trolley to hit the five people, not the one.
I know that reference.
If I'm the one.
That's a good callback. I'm here for that.
Yeah, that's a good callback. Thank you, Zach.
What's the theme, Zach?
The theme. So again, your artists are Japanese Breakfast, Toro Imoa, Joji, and Jen Aiko.
Pause your radio.
I can't say
right
things.
Now. Mute it for the next 4 seconds. Zach's going to say it. 3, 2, 1.
No one has any guesses?
Oh, wait. Just kidding. Unpause it. Turn it back on. I have no guesses.
I really don't have any guesses.
I'm really bad at this sort of thing. Zach, will you give us like a practice?
It's okay. This isn't very clear. So to be fair, like
I'm going to be outraged if it's not clear.
They're all half Asian, actually.
Love it. Love it.
We love half Asians.
So is it the Japanese part or the
breakfast
part? At
Allison King.
Toro Imoa, though, we didn't know.
E is Spanish.
I don't know about half, actually, for certain. Because I didn't do my complete research, but they are definitely all at least Asian.
I love that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yay.
If that wasn't your guess. Oh, sorry. Mute your mic. It's too late. Spoilers. Retroactive spoilers.
One might call them Hapas, but that's like a politically
controversial
term. Yeah, well, you can say that, though, Zach.
Some people can.
Wait, it's called what?
Hapas.
Is that for half Asian?
It's a term that comes from Hawaii, referring to someone who's half Asian.
I think Allison.
But the reason it's
that.
Like,
she does
politically contentious is some people are like, well, that's appropriating. Yeah. Like,
some people
Hawaiian
think
culture.
It's like also like Filipino too.
I don't think. I mean, not to speak as a Filipino person, but no.
Well,
it's not.
My friends like from back home that were like half Filipino, half like. Chinese.
Ask them. Find out for next week. We will update. We will update about okay. what is and is not that word. Or you could Google it because you all have smartphones.
That's true.
Hey, you don't know that.
My phone's like okay in intelligence.
I would say it's very wise, but not that smart. Street smart or book smart. So we have about a minute left. We're gonna play off a song until the next DJs get here. But thank you for listening. Hopefully next time, Chris and Zach will be full time. Responsible legal DJs.
Big time DJ, bro.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
Wait, why don't you let one of us say it?
Well, you can say it all. Y'all can.
Wait, let's do it on the count of three. One, two, three. This is. Come on.
I'm letting you do it. I did it at the beginning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, remember?
Selfish much, Ben? All right. This is Miami Blizzard, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Special thanks to Addy for joining us today.
Ooh. Special thanks to anyone who is not Microsoft
for and with not that,
happy to be here.
And Zach for getting trained. And I guess me, because I'm getting trained. Okay, bye.